Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas from my cell phone. So I don't know how the sound quality is going to be. Let me just say that right off the top. Yep, I'm in my room at the Red Rock Hotel overlooking mountains. And boy, do I have a show for you today. First of all, let me just start off by saying welcome to Reality Spirituality. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am a happiness specialist. And what does that mean? That means that in every moment, in every waking moment, I am choosing, I am making a choice, a conscious decision to either choose to experience peace, also known as happiness, or not. This life is not about what happens. This life is about your reaction to what happens. Now, if you've listened for a while, and this show has been on a little over 6 years, believe it or not. And if you've listened and you followed my journey, you know that one of my biggest challenge is how to keep the peace, how to choose peace, how to have a peaceful relationship all the time, not just sometimes, all the time with my mother. Mm-hmm. And years ago when I made the commitment, and I said it is a commitment to experiencing peace. It is a commitment for me that is what I am, what I am about, how to create peace, even in the most difficult and chaotic and in the most challenging circumstances. You know, I teach a class, The Importance of Happiness. I've been teaching this. It's going to be my third year. And our last week, we were talking about, the students were talking about negative people. And I hear this all the time. Negative personality, negative energy, and avoidance. I just avoid people like that. People that are fill in the blank, A, B, C, or D, fill in the blank. I'm just going to avoid them. Now, that's fine. Avoidance is a form, but avoidance doesn't create peace. And when you make a conscious effort to avoid a person or avoid a certain circumstances, you're actually just keeping yourself stuck on one level. You're keeping yourself stuck. I have made a vow, this was years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago. I said, when I made my big commitment to just peace and happiness, there were probably seven or eight people in my life that could push my button and I would react. I would react in a way that not only it wasn't peaceful for me, but trust me, it wasn't peaceful for the other person. People know when I'm not at peace, and if I'm upset, or I mean, people would know. I wasn't one to get angry, and you couldn't tell. No, you knew. Everybody knew. But when I made the commitment, and it is a commitment, and it is a priority, to being happy, I had to look at each individual that was causing me, that was keeping me in a state of, well, I don't like them, I don't like the choices that they're making in their life. The arrogance, I swear to God, the arrogance that I had, that I thought that I could help or teach somebody or make suggestions even when I wasn't asked. So over the years, I've evolved. And let me say this. Some of those people I call it mastering peace, mastering self, mastering other people, mastering the most negative circumstances, the most negative person that you can even imagine, but you can still have peace with them. I'm here to tell you, on whatever day this is, January the 29th, 2017, left hand is up in the air. I have finally finished all of my assignments, supervisor that I had, another supervisor, another coworker. I could say my own son. I could say past relationships. All of these people, father, all of these people, I included my mother in that, you know, father, mother, all of these people that I felt that, well, for some reason, would just, you know, sometimes it's just not compatible, right? The energy is not compatible. Everyone I mastered, I can choose to have peace in every single relationship. I've mastered them all, except my own mother. And if you've listened to the show, you know that she disinherited me, and you know that it's been a constant battle. But it's not about my mother. See, it's never about the other person. It's always about me. It's always about the person in the mirror. And I just had not accepted her yet. I did not accept the fact that she just talks and talks and not self-aware. I mean, all of these things, I just was not accepting of her choices. But again, it's me. There was nothing ever wrong with my mother or who she was or how she was. It was always me and my perception and my choices, what I choose to see and what I choose and my judgments. See, the reason why I had so many problems with her is because I had so many judgments about her. And when I judge, there's no way for me to accept, and it's impossible to be at peace when you are not accepting. Not accepting of the other person, not accepting of life, not accepting of anything. When you are having issues, when you are conflicted, when you're not balanced, it's only because you haven't accepted your reality. My mother is who she is. She's this unique individual that I never accepted. But let me say this. I don't know why I'm yelling at you. Let me say this. I have wanted it. I have desired it. I have worked. I have practiced for decades wanting acceptance. See, my goals or my intention isn't to go out and make friends or is to go out and it'd be great to have millions and millions of dollars. But if I could have a choice between mastering a person and finding peace with a woman that's 88 years old now, and I finally got to a point where I can look at her and be accepting, that is a huge, who can do that? How many people in their lives that they still have issues? I don't care what your title is. See, this is my thing. This is huge for me. So yesterday, I flew in. Just 2 days. I'm only here 2 days. I'm leaving tonight. I'm in California. My mother lives in Las Vegas. And I hadn't been to my mother's house in over a year and a half. I mean, I've talked to her on the phone. We talk, not daily, but several times a week. And the conversation has always ended with, I love you, I love you. And so it's not about the feeling of it's not about, well, she doesn't love me. I mean, I don't love her. That's not it. It's even deeper than that. It's to the core, because I'm telling you, my mother needed me. If I needed her, she needed me. We are down. It's that bottom line. But this annoyance with who these people are, see, can I accept people that are, honestly, not like me? Don't think like me, or just not like me. That's really the issue. Not like my political party, not with my interests. I mean, what are your interests? I mean, listen, this woman loves to watch the Weather Channel. I'm not watching the Weather Channel. What I'm saying is, and I'm yelling is, it's not about, are you compatible with them with any external thing? Well, yeah, sure, like to watch the Weather Channel, like the golf, like the job, all of these things that you're compatible with, that has nothing to do with acceptance of another person. See, somebody could be totally different than me or you, but when that acceptance isn't there, when I refuse to accept somebody that is different than me, you can put yourself in that too. You can slide yourself into that too. Then you are keeping yourself stuck. It's not about having a block, but you're keeping yourself stuck on one level of growth. One of my students just told me last week, she says, negative people, I avoid them. I just avoid them. I don't make comments. Yeah, that is one way to do it. But with that decision and with that choice, are you growing? It's impossible to grow staying at the same level. It's impossible to grow to say, I just avoid those people. I mean, you can avoid things forever, but I'm telling you, the way the universe works, you're going to get that thrown in your face eventually. So either you tackle it now, head on, right in the moment, or not. So let me tell you what happened. I have been wanting this, finding this balance, finding this peace, being accepting for years. This is the first time walking in my mother's house. Now, one of the things that I love to do is I love to cook for her. And I cooked, you know, I made a decision. I asked her, I said, what do you want, Mom? What do you want? So I planned on making curry chicken. That's what her mother used to make for her. Curry chicken, turkey soup. She wanted macaroni and cheese. I mean, real macaroni and cheese, not that stuff you buy, not the mushy. I mean, real macaroni and cheese from the South. You notice how I put my accent on. Real macaroni and cheese. And I was cooking all day. I mean, first I picked her up. We went to the store. We were probably in the store over an hour buying all the ingredients. And when I got back to the house, you know, she's older and, you know, not so sure-footed. So I'm like, Mom, I got the groceries. No, but she wants to help. And in the past, I was like, no, Mom, I got it. Now, my intention, of course, you can feel me. I just want to do the heavy lifting. Why am I allowing this woman who's not sure-footed to pick up packages or grocery bags? But she wanted to do it. And in the past, I would say, no, I got it. You go in the house. With that kind of energy, and even though my intention was good, my energy was, no, this is how we're going to do it. It was more of a dictatorship. I mean, I don't know if you can believe that, but I'm pretty bossy. I have been bossy. It's my nature to be bossy. And it's only because I, you know, come on. But my, this woman still wants to feel useful and wants to be able to do. I mean, listen, I know that certain things that I can't do anymore. And I used to, you know, I mourn that. Oh, I used to be able to fill in the blank. Me getting in the middle of that and trying to control, even with good intention, was not peaceful. Was not peaceful. So this time, I did a little bit of different strategy. I gave her the lightest packages, just the lightest ones. And then she would say, give me another one. Give me another package. I mean, we had at least 12, 15 bags of groceries. And it was the, all on me, it was the not accepting that when I go into the house that there's not one space on the kitchen counter. There's not one space that wasn't occupied. Past, that was my problem. I went in there getting angry and irritated and annoyed by the fact that there's no space on the, how can you be, there be one person living in a house and there's no space on any counter? See, that bothered me. How can it, you have a refrigerator full of stuff and you can't pull anything in it when there's one person living in the house? See, that was my problem, not accepting her. Can you relate to any of that? Can you look at anybody else or go in anybody's household, or parent, or child, and look and find fault with how their kid is set up? I mean, I did all the time, and I would get it would bother me. And when I'm bothered, I'm putting out that energy. And people can feel that energy of annoyance and bother. And my mother could feel it. And it was my fault. The blame is on me. It's my responsibility to keep the peace in any environment, in any situation. There's nothing, there was never anything that my mother needed to change about her. I'm the one that needed to accept. So got the groceries in the house, and it was the first time, my dear audience, the first time I was in that house, and they've been in that house since 1990. Well, how many years is that? 10, 17 years. In 17 years, this is the first time yesterday that I walked into that house that is filled with stuff. And it gets filled with more stuff. And my mother could feel that vibe. And guess what happened? If you've listened to the show, you've known, you know that rainbows follow me wherever I go. In the house that I'm living now, there's rainbows in my, in the shower when I take showers. There's rainbows in the den. There's rain in a certain time of the day, in a certain time in the evening. Rainbows just in every room. And yesterday, I was in my parents' home and had been there for 17 years, and I've been visiting countless times, hundreds of times, and there were rainbows in that kitchen. The sun came through. I don't know, it was, you know, 10:30 in the morning, 11, I don't remember the time. But there were rainbows on that refrigerator. There were rainbows on that cabinet. There were rainbows in my parents' house. And it was just the universe telling me, see, peace, our nature. It's our nature to be at peace with the world and with other people. I learned how not to get along with people. I learned how to judge. I learned how to get annoyed with someone else. And yesterday, Saturday, I learned that I don't have to be annoyed or irritated or bothered by my mother ever again. And I knew that the universe was going to give me this before anything happened to her or me. I knew. And when I saw those rainbows yesterday in that kitchen while I was cooking and she had the news on blasting, I broke down just like I'm breaking down right now. Broke down and I'm crying. And my mother said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Oh, nothing, Mom. Happy tears, Mom. There's rainbows in your kitchen." And she says, "What does that mean?" I said, "Remember I told you rainbows. I remember you telling me rainbows are in your house. I remember. But what does it mean?" She calls me Becky. "What does it mean, Becky?" I said, "It just means that the universe is right here with both of us and there's a lot of peace and love going on right now." And I looked at her and I said, "It also means that you're very special, Mom. And I'm very special too." And she looked at me, and this was the first time in my life, grabbed both of her hands. I was looking at her. She was looking at me. And she was crying, and I was crying. She said, "It's the truth. You are special. I have, you know, audience, I have always wanted to hear that. And I've heard it. She said it before. But for some reason, I felt it. And we felt each other. And we felt each other on another level. Not this human level, but another level. And regardless of what happens to me, or regardless of what happens with my mother, or how long she's going to live, or how long I'm going to live for that matter, who the hell knows? But I have peace with that woman now. And I can choose. I'm not saying that I don't think she might, they might be a little, you know, different. But I can choose now how I'm going to respond in any moment. There's no way I'm on habit. I can consciously make a choice. And it took all of these years. And that is heaven, my dear audience. Heaven isn't some place to go or some place that it's going to happen when you reach all your goals. Heaven is found in every moment. But you have to look for it. And you have to believe that it's there. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. What time? Who the hell knows? Because I've been changing time. But it's heard every Sunday. And next week I'll be live again. Super Bowl week. Woohoo! Super Bowl Sunday. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's R-E-B-E-C-C-A. N-O-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.com. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. Facebook, Reality Spirituality. You can find Reality Spirituality on Facebook. Go to that page and like the page. That's an order. No, it's not an order. My dear audience, this life is about reaction and practicing the skills and the behavior that is going to bring you more peace. And it is possible. If I can do it, you can do it. Anyone can do it. But it has to be what you want. It has to be that commitment. It has to be the commitment to peace. And let me tell you something. It's not easy to commit to peace. And it's not easy because I have people who in my life, people that call this radio show and get upset and point the finger at me. And I'm here to tell you that you can point the finger at anyone else, but it's always it always comes back to self. And that's a blessing, and it's also a curse, because looking in the mirror is one of the most difficult accomplishments that I have ever achieved. Constantly look in the mirror. What can I do? What can I change? How can I? What can I? Because that's all the power I have. Be patient with yourself. Be kind. You are the example. You are a physical example of the universe. Be patient and be kind to self. Be your own best friend. As Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And it is about the journey. It is about the moment, the present moment. Thank you for listening. Reality, Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Good night.